Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. In studio today, Mr. Lebo Phume, Chief Audit Executive at the Gautrain Management Agency. That's a position he's held for the past 8 years, having previously held a similar position with the Government Employees Pension Fund. He's been an auditor for nearly 25 years and is vastly experienced in his field. Mr. Phume, firstly, welcome. Let's start with just how you first came to be involved with the Gautrain project.
I got involved way back in 2010, as you have said, coming from GPF. It was an attractive brand, and I applied for the job, and luckily I got it. And then December I started. So it was to start internal auditing from scratch. We were still very few there. We were less than 10 or 15 people. So we were one of the first batch to start Gautrain as a corporate.
You say you had a small team at the start. What were some of your initial impressions when you walked through the door on the first day or on the first couple of weeks?
I have never worked for a startup before. So Gautrain was like a startup to me, because initially it was a project and then it was corporatized. And that's when we were employed as the first executives to lead this management team and to roll out the structure. And then that's how I came to join Gautrain.
Now, the Gautrain project obviously moved through different phases, development, operational, etc. So at what phase did you join the project?
I joined soon after they launched in June 2010, because they launched around the World Cup. And then they had opened Sandton to airport, and then that's when I joined. So I joined before they opened north-south, Pretoria to Johannesburg. And then, yes, it means that I was in between the construction phase and as well as the operational phase.
Now, the primary role of the internal audit process in the GMA, can you explain that or the process in a similar organization in the public sector? What is the process and how important is it?
Internal audit is a key component of governance within an organization. If I have to say it simply, is that internal audit is there to make the organization look good, because what we do is that we sweep the organization clean and before other people come and see our debt. All organization has got issues such as lacks in internal controls and risk issues. So internal audit, what it does, it gives assurance to the board and it gives assurance to the management that the strategies that they've put in place are rolling out as they should. So we are the assurance providers.
Would you argue that in a country like South Africa, which obviously very topical at the moment is the issue of corruption and corporate governance, that in South Africa, this process, this internal audit process, is arguably more important than in other countries?
Yes, I would agree with you. It's very, very important. And I think in government, they have even legislated it, because PFMA makes it compulsory for all government entities, public entities, to have internal audit in place. I think the drafters of PFMA had that in mind, because we are guardians of taxpayers' money and therefore public monies must not be embezzled. So in South Africa and around the issues that are happening now, internal audit is like really a must.
Let's go back to when you walked into the department and what existing there from a staff point of view. Did you then have to grow a team and build a team to start implementing certain procedures and processes?
Yeah, I had to grow my own timber from scratch. I was appointed as head of audit, and therefore there was nobody else. When I started, I had to bring on board audit firms who were helping me before I could appoint people. Then later, I appointed full-time staffs and then did away with consultants.
I guess the benefit of that is that you were able to stamp your own mark on something from the start and ensure certain processes were put in place in the way that you wanted them to be put in place.
Yes, true, because policies and charters, internal audit and framework, all of them have got my signatures from scratch. So I did not inherit anything from anybody. Everything that is there, I started from scratch.
How important do you think that element is in ensuring consistency over the years?
Now, I think it's very important because institutional memory is very important because these days people are not loyal to organizations. They come and go, and that disturbs the flow of operations. So for somebody like me who has been here for 8 years, as you have said, it's very important that it's easier to meet challenges. It's easier to address challenges because I've been there, done that, I've seen everything. So nothing surprises me. And I think when there are serious challenges, I'm equal to the task.
And you can draw on your experience.
Yes.
Now, the basis for an effective internal audit process is obviously a strong legislative framework. What are some of the key elements, including reference to the King IV report on corporate governance?
Yes. King IV seriously did internal audit a favor because it's one framework which actually elevated the importance of internal audit. Previously, internal audit was insignificant, sitting at the corner. But when King IV said internal audit must be in place, and then even particularly the listed companies were compelled to have it in place, so internal audit stature was elevated to where it is today. So it is very important. And I think when you read King IV, you can see that it mimics PFMA and other legislation like Companies Act that also requires, make it compulsory for organizations to have internal audit. And I think it is for a reason, because all of us want good governance, clean governance, and then we want to protect the resources of the organizations.
What would you say are those key elements? What would you pick out?
The key elements really for you to have a successful internal audit, you must have good governance structures, starting from the board. The board must pronounce in their board charter that they are going to have internal audit in place and they're going to support it. Therefore, the board committees such as audit committee, others, like in our case, we've got audit and risk committee of the board, I report to that committee. So it means I have got dual reporting. Dotted line, I report to the CEO, but solid line, I report to the audit committee. That is to ensure the independence of internal audit, because you remember that I review the work of my colleagues. I adjudicate the work of my colleagues. Therefore, I need to have that independence protected. And as well, another thing is objectivity. Internal auditors must be objective in the work that they do, so that whenever they recommend something, remedial action, they are also respected. Because if you don't have objectivity, you don't have independence, you don't have support structure such as board and board committees, therefore you'll be dead in the water. So those structures really should be there to support internal audit, to make sure that it has got adequate resources, to ensure that it is given the space to work, because in other areas where internal audit is not effective, they are stifled. So therefore, the charters of these board committees should specifically say that this is what we are going to do. An internal audit as well should have its own charter that is approved by the board that says internal audit shall be independent, shall be objective, and this is what it's going to do. And once that is approved by the board, therefore it becomes policy. And when it is policy, it means nobody can transgress policy. You transgress it, there are consequences. And it gives internal audit space to work without hindrance.
You would argue then that leadership is key to ensuring effective internal audit process.
It's very, very important.
We are still with Mr. Lebo Phume, Chief Audit Executive at the Gautrain Management Agency. He's been taking us through some of the key issues related to the internal audit process at the GMA. Let's pick up now on the issue of clean audits, Mr. Phume, and look specifically at some of the key factors in the GMA achieving a clean audit for the past 7 years.
All right. As a public entity, our external auditor is Auditor General. That is law. And therefore, Auditor General comes and review our books and express an opinion on our financial positions. So as GMA, we have been getting that now for 7 years in a row. The key ingredients of that is leadership, first of all. The key ingredients of that is governance, is compliance with legislation, is proper internal controls, and then to have an independent internal audit in place that would be able to be a sounding board to management and the board, so that we keep on getting that. But it's much more broader than that, because once Auditor General comes on board and raises some findings within the organization must be able to implement the recommendations that the AG has recommended. And now, what happened is that at GMA, what we do, once AG leaves the building after auditing, we as internal auditors pick up the baton, and we take all their findings and we put them in a schedule of the year, and we follow up with management. Say, management, how far are you with implementing these recommendations from Auditor General? And that's one thing that we have built into the organization that has made us different from another. And that is a question of leadership, of accepting that we are not perfect, but we are eager and acceptable to learn.
So there needs to be that openness,
yes,
that understanding,
yes,
and acceptance that there may be guidelines put in place externally from the AG, like you said.
Yes.
But an understanding and acceptance and openness to move forward with these procedures that have been suggested.
Yes. And maturity of leadership, because elsewhere, where I've worked through experience, you find that people want to argue with AG, people don't follow up, don't implement those recommendations. When AG comes the following year, he finds that you still have those findings of last year that you have not implemented. So to him, it's like you're not serious about implementing internal controls, improving your processes, and such like. So, but with us, we are mature enough that when internal audit goes to management and say, management, remember, AG found the following, we have to address them within a specified period as agreed with the AG. And we do that. And internal audit, again, go with its own risk-based plan that has been approved by the board and audit the whole company. When we audit the whole organization, we make various recommendations. And I'm very heartened that AG, they rely on the work of internal audit. They even say so themselves, to say, we hardly rely on the work of internal audits elsewhere, but here we rely on the work of internal audit. Even yesterday when we met with them, they have written a long list that we have relied on more than 10 of internal audit reports. So to me, really, my chest swell. And it also shows that the organization is mature enough to move forward with clean governance, with good governance, and towards clean audit and taking care of public pairs.
But you've built that reputation and you've earned that respect from the AG,
yes,
which takes time.
It does take time. It takes time, sweat and blood, seriousness of work, sitting with management, with colleagues, showing them, marketing, persuading them that we are all here for the same objective. And when AG gives us clean audit, we all look good. We are not in the public space or public newspapers or media for wrong reasons. We must be known for the right reasons. So, you know, that is why whenever I have engagement with my colleagues, I say, guys, we are here to make all of us look good. It won't be good on your CV if we were not receiving clean audit. Just look around. Don't even look far for organizations that are not receiving clean audit, that are on the media for wrong reasons every day. You don't want to go and work there. But here, we are doing just fine.
What measures have been put in place to ensure the GMA is able to maintain that clean audit status for years to come?
I think we have internalized the governance principles. So we take governance matters, audit matters, risk management matters very seriously. So whenever, like I said before, when AG comes and say these are the findings, we engage them and then we come to the consensus that indeed this is a finding. Remedial actions are taken seriously and they're implemented and they're followed up and they're reported on to the board on a quarterly basis. And the board also is very serious about what we give to them. They review our board submissions and they are certain that whatever we're giving them is true and it's in accordance with the previously agreed plans. So they monitor progress against our plans. Whatever plans we give them, they are monitoring. So I think we have matured to a level where it has become second nature. Unlike other places, you won't go to an individual and say, I'm here to audit, and then they kick you out or they go on leave for 3 weeks and you don't know where they are. We are so matured that we take each other very seriously and we know that we are all in this together.
If you look back on your 9 years with the GMA, Mr. Pume, what are some of the challenges in terms of the internal audit process that you find yourself up against?
Yeah, when we started, it was very, very difficult. It was a steep hill. You remember we were forming an organization and congregating individuals from all over the spectrum, private sector, NGOs, government, and the like. So for many, it was very difficult to accept that we are a rule-based organization because we're a public entity. So when you're a public entity, there's a plethora of laws that you have got to follow up. But if you were running a private entity, you don't have similar sets, similar catalog of laws. So here you have to contend with so many laws. So as an auditor, one thing that I'll do is to audit against those laws. So when I come to you and I said, you have not complied with 77 provisions, you'll say, what is that? I'm here to run a business. I'm not here to comply with 77 provisions of PFMA, for instance. And then it was a gradual way, journey to teach each other, to persuade each other that we have to, we don't have a choice here. If we don't follow these, AG, when they come, they will find against us, and then we will be doing something incorrect. So
it's a challenge of changing the culture,
yeah,
you would say.
Changing the culture, change management, being patient, being not losing hope, being serious about work as well, knowing that the results will be good for all of us. You need a big heart, because I know that not many of us want to be audited. Because it feels like intrusion. But however, the results are good. It's painful in the beginning, but the outcome is good for all of us.
What about managing the complexity of having a concessionaire in terms of involved in your internal audit process? How did you manage that element?
Yeah, that was also a serious challenge, because you remember Gauteng was a green field. It was the first of its kind, of its size. So all of us, the concessionaire, ourselves, we were learning to get along. And then it was not easy, because, like I said, when you go to people and looking for information and auditing, people think that it's an intrusion. When it's a partner organization sitting somewhere, you go there and you said, give me this information, I want to review it, there will be a resistance, of course, until you sit down and you explain it in such a way that people now have a buy-in. So you have to do a lot of work of marketing yourself, a lot of work of bringing people closer to you, so that you see things from the same view. Because when you start, obviously, everybody is doing his own thing in his own desk, in his own office, and they don't want to be disturbed. Because, like I said, people still feel that auditing is an intrusion in their space. Therefore, I'm duty bound. It's incumbent on me to explain it. It's incumbent on me not to lose faith, to go there 100 times and try to win people over me so that all of us could look good.
Lastly, Mr. Pume, what advice would you have for officials in a similar audit position to you, involved in similar public projects, as it relates specifically to the internal audit process?
For similar public entities, one thing that is key is transparency. Once you have got transparency, you have won half the battle. Because the problem is that AG is qualifying people for not even producing information. AG will say, please give me vouchers of the last 6 months in this area. And somebody said, I don't see them. It's an automatic qualification. You couldn't even produce vouchers. So it means you're not even transparent. So therefore, anybody who's managing public money should know that this is not your money. This is public money. Therefore, you should be transparent. We should see through you, and you should embrace governance. You should know that all governance principles, as espoused by King 4, PFMA, and other legislation, you should embrace them transparently so that we can read through you, and therefore you will win the battle. And leadership as well. Leadership is very important, because Auditor General himself, he's saying this year after year. Recently was talking about local government, that I think about there are 235 and 15 got clean audit and others did not get. He mentioned the issue of leadership. If you don't have good leadership that embraces governance, therefore even the best internal auditor in the world will not be able to make a difference.
We're going to leave it there. Thank you, Mr. Pume, for both your time and your insight. We value that input and insight and the learnings from the Gautrain project. You've been listening to Mr. Lebo Pume, Chief Audit Executive at the Gautrain Management Agency, taking us through some of the key issues related to the internal audit process at the GMA and how it has been able to achieve a clean audit for the past 7 years. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune in to our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You can also access further material on our website. That's www.gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.